Opera Atelier is back, and perhaps like you have never seen this company before, a new multidisciplinary storytelling event is titled Angel. It explores themes of creation, loss of innocence, isolation, and redemption through the text of John Milton's Paradise Lost and the mystic poetry of Rainer Maria Rilke. It also examines Lucifer as the first great anti-hero. Angel is an Opera Atelier commission four, maybe 5 years in the making, from Canadian composer Edwin Huizinga and Christopher Bagan. Along with the big themes, it nods to composers like Matthew Locke, William Boyce, and contemporary genius Max Richter. Once again, this production features an all-star cast, including just a few here, Colin Ainsworth, Misha Brugger-Gossman, Elisa Chitirio leading Tafel music, and beautifully shot thanks to Atelier's production team.
Simple, she stands at the cathedral's cliff
edge. Joining the Oasis is Opera Atelier founder, artistic director, and a man who has traveled the world with opera and dance, a celebrated and award-winning performer and director, Marshall Pinkosky. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
I watched the preview trailer for Angel this morning.
Oh, good.
And, Marshall, I don't say it lightly. It is gorgeous. It is beautiful. You must be so thrilled with what you've put together this time around.
Yeah, we are all just over the moon. You know, it was the right combination of people. Everyone was so thrilled that we were actually able to work and able to perform. We didn't need to worry about the keeping 6 meters between us.
Right.
So there was real connection between people. The masks came off every time we filmed. And between the text, the fantastic music that has been written for us by Edwin, and we all knew that this was the culmination. We've been working on this every year with different iterations happening in the Royal Chapel at Versailles, the Royal Opera House in Chicago, in Toronto, and now this is it. It's complete. And I think everyone felt complete doing it. So there was a tremendous, tremendous sense of excitement and achievement, not to mention Marcel Canzona, our amazing young film director, who is just blossoming before our eyes.
I want to point that out, too, because it's one thing to be able to be passionate as a performer, as a creator. It's another thing to be able to capture that and transmit it to us as the viewer cinematically. And
yes.
I think that's really what's happened here.
Yes. He's an amazing guy and a real team player. We have a lot of control. We want to have a lot of control, the whole creative team at Opera Atelier. We have a strong idea of how we want things to look, how we want them to sound. A young director comes in and he has to have all the enthusiasm in the world, but he has to leave his ego at the door.
Right.
In fact, we all do. But, you know, when you're surrounded by people who really love and respect each other's work, the compromise really starts to become a learning curve, and it's a real pleasure. We're all richer for it.
So this is a commission going back, like we were saying, 4 or 5 years now. I mean,
yeah.
What was it you were hoping to see and experience and give to people and give to audiences when you first conceived of it all those years ago?
When we first started Angel, we had no idea what it would turn into.
Right.
We were simply invited to do a stage concert in the Royal Chapel at Versailles when we were coming back to do a performance in the Royal Opera House. It was a tremendous opportunity, and it was coinciding with the Canada 150. So we thought, finally, for the first time in Opera Atelier's history, maybe this would be the time to commission a new Canadian composition for period instruments. And the very first iteration was for Edwin Huizinga, who was playing solo violin, Tyler Gledhill, who did contemporary choreography with it as part of an entire afternoon's performance. And it was called Inception. And it was so thrilling for all of us. It just struck such a chord for the audience. We were invited back to Versailles the next year and asked if we wanted to expand on it. From there, it took on a life of its own. We had begun with text by Rilke, and Rilke is just a poet very close to my heart and very close to Jeanette's heart. As a young girl, she sort of grew up having German lessons with her mother. You know, Jeanette is Swiss, and so German and French is very important. And as she got older, they started reading Rilke's poetry in German and then translating it. And so Jeanette introduced me to Rilke. I was sort of overwhelmed, really overwhelmed by the wonderful sort of mysticism of what he wrote. But then you can't have an entire evening of mystic poetry, I think people would stop listening after a certain point.
You needed a deeper roots into something else.
Yes, we had to have something that would ground it.
Right.
Now, this isn't necessarily a narrative that goes from A to B to C, but there is a sense of storytelling. And who could better step in talking about angels and adding something more linear to the story than Milton and these excerpts from Paradise Lost? So the two of them balance each other really wonderfully, just like the new composition and the period instruments balance each other. The acting style, and yet our singers and our dancers doing a great deal of work that I suppose you would call more contemporary. It's a real mix of all of those things, and it's happened organically.
I'll point out, too, we think of period instruments as having that ancient music sound to it. But when we experience this in the cinema or we experience it at our home, I mean, the way it's been recorded, it's big and it's bold and it's lush.
Absolutely. I mean, a period instrument it can be used any number of ways. We are stretching how they can be used in this particular instance. And of course, period becomes a difficult word at any rate.
Sure.
I mean, every period is a period. We can be doing a period production of Stravinsky. We can look at a period production of Wagner. We're sort of pushing the boundaries of what we mean by a period production.
I think that's definitely true. If you're just joining us, co-founder and artistic director of Opera Atelier, Marshall Pinkosky is with us, previewing the upcoming opera film production of Angel. It premieres on Thursday, October 28th, 7 p.m., operaatelier.com for tickets. It will stream online and will be screened at TIFF Bell Lightbox on the 28th as well, in person. We'll get to more details on that. Bass baritone Douglas Williams singing the role of Lucifer, soprano Misha Brugger-Gossman, tenor Colin Ainsworth are your angels, and once again, just an incredible cast you've put together here.
Now, I'm very, very excited about this cast. These are people that we've worked with for years, and so we have sort of an artistic and a dramatic shorthand that we can go to. So we're not inventing the wheel. We're going in, and we know where we're starting from. Douglas Williams, for example, he has now sung Lucifer for us in Handel's The Resurrection. He's also sung Don Giovanni for us,
right,
which is a Lucifer of a sort.
Indeed he was.
Absolutely. And yet, how can you have a Lucifer who is not beautiful, who is not seductive? This is the whole idea. Lucifer is the most beautiful angel ever created. He is the great beauty of God's creation. And it's one thing to say that. It's another thing to find someone else who looks that and has a voice for that. And it adds a tremendous dramatic edge because, of course, our hearts go out to people who are beautiful. Very unfair, but they do. And to see a beautiful person suffer pulls out a certain sort of angst in us, and we identify with that. And to see his journey as one of the three angels and where he ends up at the end when he is unable to experience the enlightenment of the others, it's a truly poignant moment.
I love the layers of having that beautiful character and a character that we can relate to and that we like watching on stage, but at the same time, we're being pulled apart by what's happening to us.
We have to be able to be seduced by Lucifer, just like we have to be able to be seduced by Don Giovanni. Otherwise, everyone's an imbecile.
We should note that you're dedicating this performance to the late, great Gene Lamon, longtime music director with Tafu Music.
Very dear friend.
Lovely.
And that was a big shock when Gene passed away. Somehow, someone with such a vital life force, you think, no, this can't get the better of them. They're going to be able to get past this. And tragically, that wasn't the case. But, you know, Jean played a huge role in Opera Atelier. She put together our very first orchestra 35 years ago. And Jean was a great lover of dancing. And, of course, there's a great deal of dancing in this. The dancers play an important role. At every level, I think Jean would be thrilled with this. She would love to have been part of it. It's a real honor for us to be able to dedicate it to her.
We love playing her recordings on the program almost every day. It's just wonderful. We also should point out that during the TIFF screening, which is happening on the 28th, not only is it sort of a halfway point where it's people back together and we're going to be watching this cinematic screening, but you're also going to actually have some live performance that
yes,
night as well.
I'm delighted to say we've been given permission that live performance is allowed to happen. And so Misha is going to join us And there'll be a short concert to sort of kick off, because for a lot of people, this will be their first trip back into the theatre. There'll only be a 50% house. But at the same time, we don't want to invite them back to the theatre and have, if I can say, only a film.
Right.
We want them to experience the film, but they want, I want them to have someone standing there singing to them and making that vital connection.
Artistic director of Opera Atelier and Marshall Pinkoski, just another great achievement for your company. Congratulations
on
this.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Angel premieres Thursday, October 28th, 7 p.m., operaatelier.com for tickets. It will stream online. It will be screened, as we just talked about, at TIFF Bell Lightbox on the 28th as well, with a live performance, Misha Brugger-Gossman in person. And so you can purchase tickets for that as well. Here are moments from this new production. Let's listen.
Yeah.